Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. I'm Derek Bullard. From March 15th to the 24th in Sherbrooke, it's Gaming Week, where you can find various gaming-related activities throughout the city, including a special event known as La Console qui console taking place at the Centre de Foire on the 23rd and 24th of March. Our guest today is Events President Hubert Pelletier.
I'm Hubert Pelletier with La Console qui console. I've been directing it for since 2019, but La Console console exists since 2012. And mainly, you know, I'm partly a geek, but mainly a nerd. I have a job, a day job promoting R&D for University of Sherbrooke, so that makes me a nerd. You know, I needed a social impact in my life and you know, to feel useful. And I find that with La Console qui console, since we help charities, so that's why I'm involved in that. But I've been gaming with PCs pretty much all my life, but now I'm transitioning to playing with my kids a bit more. So it's a bit different experience, but I'm still having a lot of fun.
Our guest goes on to give us a rundown of the event La Console qui console and its target audience.
La Console qui console is a one-stop shop, you know, for trying out all kinds of games, and that's where fun meets with supporting charities as well. You know, it's for the young and the old, anybody who likes to have fun and play board games, run around, or play video games. And it's also for, you know, families where parents can bring their kids to entertain them. But in the end of the day, they are the ones who won't want to leave. It's also good for people who want to experience, you know, esports grand finales in person. We have that on stage on Sunday, March 24th. We have entertainers also on stage who do impro and quizzes and games, everything that can be very entertaining. But basically, it's an immersive event about the passion of gaming and creativity. And we have lots of activities that you can move around with, like axe throwing and Nerf guns and parkour, but also board games, video games. So it's a wide variety of activities.
We explore with Mr. Pelletier the relationship between the Gaming Week agenda organized by Sherbrooke Innapol and the third edition of La Console qui console.
Yeah, it's a big year for this third edition of the Gaming Week in Sherbrooke. It's an initiative from Sherbrooke Innapol, basically it has been centered on the dates of La Console qui console, which was and still is the biggest event in Sherbrooke for, you know, geeks and gaming. Mm-hmm. It shows the continuum of possibilities in Sherbrooke for the gaming domain, you know, from the geeks and having fun to actually getting, you know, teaching programs and then information. And also jobs. So that's the way it is presented, and we've been part of that for the whole 3 years.
Okay.
Anyone can search for Sherbrooke Gaming on any browser, and they will find more information about that.
We go on to explore how the event has transformed over its decade-long journey and discover what exciting additions attendees can anticipate this year.
Well, it for sure has changed a lot since the beginning. You know, it started in 2012. People at the Cégep of Sherbrooke in the Special Education Technician Program, and they wanted to raise funds for charities doing something that's related to their field. Playing games was the idea because as special education technicians, they actually do that when they meet with clients so they can, you know, learn about them and in cooperation and confrontation context that the games can safely provide. So that's how it started. And from 2012, we moved on to 2017, where we actually got to the Sherbrooke Exhibition Center for the first time. And now we have 90 volunteers and, you know, great partners, and about 1,500 people coming to the event, and like 3,000 online through our Twitch streamers. So it's been a journey. It's really something to see what we have behind us now. We're really proud of that. And, you know, we're always working on new ideas. We have this year a new indie gaming zone with Loto Quebec. So mm-hmm. It's for developers of video games from the whole Quebec province. A lot from Sherbrooke, obviously. So it's a good showcase for them, and it's fun for people to test these as well. New thing as well is we have a Magic the Gathering cards tournament with La Taverne Gamer. We have parkour on Sunday, which we never had, and trainers will be there to guide people through that. And we have two season crowd entertainers on stage. That's a new thing, and we believe the stage will be a very fun place to be at for the whole weekend.
In light of growing popularity of gaming events, we had to ask event president what exactly distinguishes La Console qui console from other similar events.
Well, the opportunity to actually try the games, you know, test yourself and be trained on some games and learn how it works before trying to buy it or something like that. But I really think the magic of La Console qui console is in the mix of ideas. You know, if you've come to game, well, you can take a break and shoot some Nerf guns running around. But if you've come to you know, move and jump and do stuff like that, well, you can take a breather and you know, laugh at what's going on in the, on the main stage and have fun with that. So that's one way to go as well. Or you can just, you know, walk around and be amazed by the passion that people invest in their cosplays and all the you know, miniatures, painting, everything that is creative. So that's really what sets us apart, I think, the mix of things. And you'll always get out of the Centre de Foire with more ideas than you had when you entered.
As online gaming and virtual events become more popular, I was curious to find out how Mr. Pedsier and his team managed to attract and engage people in person. How do they keep attendees coming back for more?
Well, it's a good question. You know, it's always the point in being in person or being in virtual meetings and stuff like that. You know, it really has invaded our lives. But the whole point of La Console qui console is to go out of your home and you know, meet with friends that you only see online. You know, learn about them and get ideas for more in-person meetings. I think this has values for you know, friendships and relations. And you know, it's so easy to forget that too much of online life has a risk of isolating people. It's too much of everything. Too much of anything is a problem, and I think it's true for the online part of our life as well. So, and it's also an opportunity to meet with new people with the same interest as you. And who knows, you may find yourself a new passion for, you know, cosplay or painting miniatures, or you know, you'll have plenty of opportunities to meet your friends again in person.
Finally, Mr. Hubert Pelletier from La Console qui console elaborates on how his event contributes to charity and helps different organizations.
Yeah, well, basically that's the reason I'm involved. I wouldn't do that otherwise. We support Leucan Estrie, so Leucan is pretty well known. They support kids afflicted with cancer and their families as well. And we also support the CHAZ, the Centre d'Hébergement Alternatif de Sherbrooke. It's a resource intermédiaire, housing center for supporting young adults and minors with mental health issues. And we support them, you know, by collecting donations at the gate and in our food court. Our bar is actually held by the CHAZ, and so they get all the sales and tips. And you know, our streamer community that is involved in the LAN party, they collect donations as well on Twitch. And you know, last year we collected we donated $11,500 to both of these charities. So we're quite proud of that, and that's the reason we're here.
Do you have an objective that you're trying to attain, a financial objective for this year?
We usually don't, you know, decide on an objective. And, you know, the economy is quite something this year, so we're not ready to, you know, put a number on the table and see what happens, but we are always doing our best to collect the most donations for these charities. And that is what we aim for.
And in conclusion, our guest reminds listeners of the time, the place, and the date.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to hold the event at the Exhibition Center of Sherbrooke on March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and also on March 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you can't be there, you know, you can find us on Twitch, Console to Console. There's going to be streaming there, and you can give donations there as well. But if you don't want to miss the show, you can go to laconsolequiconsole.com. We have general admission tickets for $20, taxes and fees included. And at the door, you get the fourth general admission for free. So, and we're wishing for a lot of rain this weekend. So we have a lot of people.
This has been Reaching Out to the Community. I'm Derek Bullard. Thank you for listening and keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.